All right, let me, we'll pray in tongues a little more because I'm going to deal with unfolding the mysteries of prosperity angel, part two. Yes, you were here, not here this morning. You probably got somebody beside you going to help you focus. So let's pray this prayer that will, for the first time in the body of Christ, to ask guidance from the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ to help us understand another aspect of the spirit realm. Where we know how to get in rhythm with the whole celestial world. Part had been left out. I mean, we merge into some aspect, but out of all the books I've read, I never heard extensive teaching on prosperity angel, but I know they exist because I saw it. This will help you. This will be on the tape. You can get it and write it out. But I want you to say part of this part with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I desire to be more effective in the kingdom work. Pray about that a minute. You see, but you're going into another realm and you're asking to be more effective, that you get all the celestials, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the angels, everybody working who teach us rhythm in the spirit realm. Secondly, pray this with me. I know that you have assigned your angels over my life. And I want to become more aware of this angelic realm that you have provided for me. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Pray about that a moment. More aware of this angelic realm. Angelic realm. Angelic realm that you've assigned for me to operate in and to cooperate with and to understand and to yield to. Now before we go, I'm going to pray a little more, but before we go, in the angelic realm, there are different angels signed for different aspects of our lives. It has power angels. They fight for you. And so some places we have been trying to get by not knowing how to cooperate with, flow with, it was almost impossible to get there. I think somewhat, in some way, we're dealing with a prosperity plague. And I believe by bringing the whole spirit world together, we can get healed tonight. You don't have to say that. I'm going to say it for you. Something been blocking my prosperity. You won't say it. You see what I'm saying? And as I try with fear, weakness, and trembling to yield to the Holy Ghost tonight as a vessel, may he uncover where your prosperity been smothered. You heard that? Not that you don't love Jesus. Not that you don't know about the Holy Spirit. But I believe these angels have something to do with the battles we've been losing. Because you know you're not just a confessor, you're a commander now, right? That's a move in the spirit, you see. But here's another move. I told you it's going to be a historical meeting. If you don't take it, generation to come going to take it. But it's going to be taken. All the time, all the time you've been held back, good people, love God, serious people, doing, dotting your I's, crossing your T's, taking communion, giving praise, giving worship, praying, and it don't seem like it's going to come through. Operating in faith. Faith, 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 faith. Operating in faith. Faith ought to be the katsum by now. But here's another revelation we got. We at time, the Holy Ghost said to me to tell you in this service, in the service past, a lot of time we think we're operating in faith and we're operating in familiar. And in the spirit world, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Everything has to stay fresh.
Yes.
You can't fold something in the spirit and come back and get it. So in the spirit world, he's been trying to pronounce celestial world. I don't care if I don't get it right. I know what I'm talking about. I know how to go over there. You just go ahead and do with your good English. I'm going over there. And we're going over there tonight. And I believe tonight you're going to find out what's been holding your money back. Too many in the body of Christ love God and singing praise song, and but yet in this area, there seem to be a weakness. There seem to be some way something robbing us or blocking us some kind of way. And we have dug in the scripture. We have prayed. We have cast out devils. And you know what I'm saying? So it's got to be something else. Thank you for helping me, to find my pace. In the rhythm of your glory. As I give myself to focus, expand my understanding. I give you first place in my life. I give you permission to correct, redirect, or clarify any misunderstanding I might have in my life about angels. You may be seated. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1. I believe that one verse, out of the nine stages of angels, the one that I once stood in is the last category, is ministering spirit. But there are eight standards above that. And I'm going to go through them tonight so you'll have a concept of the angelical world. And you'll have a concept of how to yield, because one may be trying to help you and you don't know what it is. It may be a spiritual thing. You think it's hot burn or something. You may think it's indigestion or something. And the Holy Ghost trying to do something for you. You see, I'm just trying to use a term that get us to enter. To understand, to enter in, there sometimes we think it's something else, but it's the Spirit trying to show us something or try to bring us somewhere. And if you don't know, you can't go. If you don't know, you can't flow. Are you following me? And so here in Hebrews, and comparing the angels to Jesus, Jesus is the Lord, you know. Angels are not above Jesus. Angels are under Jesus. They are not Jesus. They are not the Lord, but they are ministering spirits. And I like what he says in the 14th verse of the first chapter of Hebrews. So we're trying to unleash your prosperity angels. I said it plural. I believe they can find what's holding you back. And I believe it's going to push some of us who are in a certain stage to a higher development. As I said, I've read many books. I've been reading for 46 years. My iPad is jammed with books. I have 5 or 6 libraries in my house, 3 or 4 libraries here. I don't know how many books I've read. But I've read somewhat about angels, but I never read about prosperity angels. It seemed like the spirit world will push everything, healing, push everything out in the open. But they don't want to push this aspect out in the open. Yes, and it's one of God's major subjects. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it says, are they not all ministering spirit? Now just the term ministering spirits. Ministering spirits. Sent forth to minister. To serve. To help. For them who shall be heirs of salvation. Turn to Psalm 103, and then I'll start do some things here. Psalm 103. My prosperity is closer than I think. In these meetings, as we mature, we should get further.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So here in Psalm 103, verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. You see that?
Yes,
they hearken to the voice of his word. Now, this celestial sphere, and the angels are in that sphere, I want to deal with, that I'm not going to give you scriptures about them tonight. They're in the scriptures. But they're seraphim angels, S-E-R-A-P-H-I-M. Their name means the burning one. You remember that burning bush? Yeah, they're the burning one. I mean, they come in with a display of glory that cannot be denied by the enemy. And so we need to know that sometime there's a glow that come in our life.
Yes, sir.
It's time to be still and yield.
Yes, sir.
Cooperate. Make access to what God want to do. Life in the spirit is not ABC.
Right.
We have to understand it. Now the glory of God going to hit this place, you know.
Yes,
life in the spirit. You about to go deeper.
Yes.
What?
Yes, sir.
I feel it, boy, all over my body. See, life in the spirit take you to dimension where you, write this down, where you can't be denied.
Yes, sir.
Because at the same time, we're talking about the frameworks of the supernatural.
Yes,
sir. It's a sphere. It's you're not just surrounded with air. You're not just surrounded with trees. You're surrounded with celestial beings who are assigned to help you not to be regular. When you came to Christ, you were born to win. So they got these burning ones, these angels, they're flaming angels. They are filled with fire and blazing light. Some places you might not have been able to go. But if one of these angels show up, they have flame and fire and blazing light. Then you have cherubim. You got your shouting clothes on? Their name means the fullness of wisdom. The fullness of wisdom. Burning fire. The fullness of wisdom. So in the nine categories that I'm going to share with you tonight, whatever you need to happen, that's the one coming. If you need fire, then there are ones called, and I don't have time to go into all of it tonight. We have two more sessions. THRONES, throne. These angels represent the steadfast love of God and the dynamic interaction of his holy purposes. THRONES. I have some material on them, but I'm just getting you lined up to see the somewhat you might have been missing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Out of the nine, there's a set of angels called dominions. Dominion. Dominion are angels of leadership. They govern the universe and are ministers of divine order.
Amen.
Something new happening here tonight, isn't it?
Yes.
I see y'all typing and writing, boy. That's right. Get it. Get it. Then you go look up it further. Look it up further, you see.
Yes,
dominion are angels of leadership. They govern the universe and are ministers of divine order. Dominions are known for delivering God justice in unjust situations. Then there's another area in these ninefold called virtues, V-I-R-T-U-E-S. This name virtue is more commonly translated as heavenly authorities. According to the dictionary, the word authority means the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce unobedient. And that's exactly what these angels do. So you have dominion angels. Let me go over that. I feel a shout coming on. Shucks, man. Some stuff been left out of my life. The virtue, the name virtue, is more commonly translated as heavenly authorities, plural. According to the dictionary, the word authority means the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. The power and right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. There are angels called powers, P-O-W-E-R-S. Power angels. These are warrior angels who wage this war against demonic power. You know, maybe a demon been messing with my money. And now, as I understand that there are angelical beings called powers that can go to battle for me, I call on the angels of power. Let me say a little more about them. These are warrior angels who wage war against demonic power. They are in a continuous battle against the forces of evil in the second heaven dimension, holding back wicked enemy strategies. What? Holding back wicked enemy strategies. Listen, attacks and assignment plotted against God's people. Want me to read that again? I was going to read it again anyway. I like it. It's helping God's people. See, we got these nine dimensions of angels ministering for us. And there's plots set against your prosperity. There are people set against your prosperity. There are churches set against your prosperity. But if we know how to function and how to flow and how to let these celestial beings help us. These are warrior angels. You know, we got fire, light, warrior angels who wage war against demonic power. They are in a continued battle against the forces of evil in the second heaven dimension, holding back wicked enemies' strategies. You think there might be a strategy against your finances? You see me? Yeah, you have faith. You have love. See? See the spirit world. Strategies, attacks, an assignment plotted against God's people. They function in the day-to-day function of life on earth, these power angels. Then principalities, you heard the principalities. Principalities. Stick with me a minute. These angels are assigned to watch over and care for specific communities. Regional, states, and kingdom. Thank God they're over there, I wrote. Often, they are associated with transition in power and are charged with fulfilling the divine ministry within the borders of a set region. Principalities. Archangels. These are the chief angels. Who are assigned to communicate and carry out God's specific plan for mankind. Either y'all not excited or y'all taking notes. What? We in school? We in school. All right. I believe to a certain degree, body of Christ, I've been out here 46 years. I believe in a certain degree we're in virgin territory. I believe you're going to get your money. I believe it's part of God's plan for you to be prosperous. It's not just a money game. It's God. God just wants you. Jesus said, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. How are you getting away with all this? I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir.
Something got, I've seen good Christians, something got to be going wrong. Or something is not being touched. Apostolically, we got to go in there. You see what I'm saying? You learning some things tonight that going to change everything in your life. And then we get down to, this is number 9, isn't it? Ministering spirit. Ministering spirit are the angels we interact with the most. They're the angels who work continuously in the material world. Abiding within the first heaven and carrying out God's orders among us. So there you have the 9 angels. Each class of angelic being is different from the other, and they all serve their own individual purposes in the internal plan of God. Hallelujah. Let me look at something here, and I'll get back. The higher heaven, second celestial sphere, and the third celestial sphere, they operate. The principalities, archangels, and ministering spirit operate in the third celestial sphere. The dominion, virtue, power angel operate in the second celestial sphere. And the seraphim and cherubim and throne operating in the first celestial sphere. And we may be able to get more going. Let me feed you here. Hallelujah.
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 Zechariah chapter 1. May the Holy Ghost help us. Help us, Holy Ghost. Zechariah chapter 1. We want to read at verse 12 of the first chapter. My Bible points out, I want you to hear this, there's a jealousy of God. God jealousy for his people. He wants his people to have what he provided for them. And he's trying to tell us how to get it. And so, because he know you're going to use it for his glory. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, I feel another dimension of the Holy Ghost coming in here, because the Holy Ghost is well pleased that we're now going to be able to include the whole spiritual realm. I need everything I can get in that spirit realm, because I know I got an enemy down here trying to stop me and trying to hold me back, trying to hold me to a certain level. He's not thinking about me, trying to make God look bad. In this 12th verse, there's a conversation and the statements are made. I want you to write in your notes, be open to the demonstration of angels in your prosperity. Be open to the demonstration of angels in your prosperity. Something about to happen. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Just be open to it.
Yes, sir.
Enlightenment produces empowerment. Probably angels have tried to minister to you and for you. Now, when you feel yourself at an extra level, you know you're being pushed. Yes. The Holy Ghost is not jealous of the angel. They all work together. Notice this. In the 12th verse, then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long would thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast had indignation these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel that talked with him, talked with me. And the Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel that communed with me, look out, look out, look out, look out. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, I'm jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. And I'm very so displeased with the heathen that are at ease. Oh my God. They got too many heathen at ease with prosperity. And God is not satisfied with him. They don't praise him. They don't worship him. They don't pray to him. They don't call his name. But yet they're in the financial world, they are at ease. And the Holy Ghost said, tell you the word equal does not apply here. They are not even equal to you, because of who you are in him. How could they get ahead of you if they're not equal to you? You see my point? Look what it says. You see in the scripture. The angel in the conversation, listen. And so the angel that communed with me said unto me cry, thou, verse 14, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I'm jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. Now, what is jealousy all about, Lord? What you mean? And I'm very so displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped further my affliction. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, I'll return to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts. My city's through prosperity. My city's through prosperity. My Zion through prosperity. Jerusalem through prosperity. Shall yet be spread abroad. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion. What are you talking about? And shall choose Jerusalem. What are you talking about comforting Zion? Where's Zion uncomfortable at right now? Zion not uncomfortable in prayer. Zion not uncomfortable in praise. Zion not uncomfortable in shouting. Where is Zion uncomfortable at? Where the average Christian who really love God really uncomfortable at? Where they uneasy when you start talking about money, when you start talking about offering, when you start talking about sowing seed, they get uncomfortable because they say, what am I going to do next? But suppose you were walking in prosperity. I dare you say something about a seed. I dare you say something about sowing. I'm ready. Make a move. So we got to move this nervousness about money and this uncomfortable aspect about money. And here the Lord said these angels are sent to help us. They got dominion angels, power angels. There are some sneakers getting through the crack that we don't know about. But as we learn to yield to the spirit world and know these angels are there and talk to them with the word. You don't need to pray to them. Just you put the word out and understand they're going to take on. And I'm not saying this just for grace. I'm going to say it. Somebody getting up out of here tonight. Somebody understand better. This struggle is over. You understand? Because, see, you're going to be graced with it. The Holy Ghost gracing you now. The Word of God gracing you now, you see? Somebody need to see? You got to, what you got to get?
The date of FCM. It's in the New Living Translation.
What it say?
On February 15th, the Lord sent another angel. That's the date we planted FCM.
Another angel. My cities. Through prayer. Oh, I miss it. Through singing. You know why? Let me tell you some sense. I'm going to say something that's going to sound erroneous, but it's an exalting factor for you to understand. Prayer cannot take the place of prosperity.
That's right.
Because if it could, all of us would be living in a mansion. Because we have done some praying. I said we have done some praying. And there's nothing wrong with praying. You understand? I pray a lot. I pray more than you all.
That's real.
Yes, sir.
Come on in. I hear the Spirit of God saying to you tonight, breathe. Come to a relief on this thing. You're going to function and operate greater now. If you only let me help you. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel that I sense that we're making history here. And I might go over those angels. I got scriptures for everyone I call out. I may go over it in the morning, tomorrow night. I don't know. But I just want you to be open to the demonstration of angels in your prosperity. Write this down. You may sit down. I'm almost through. Listen, there are prosperity angels waiting on your orders. Ministering spirit, go and cause the money to come. Now, my dad used to use that. He didn't teach. He was a prophet, but he wasn't. I was called for this special thing. My dad was, he knew how to walk in prosperity, but he didn't teach it a lot. But one of his words was, Satan, take your hand off my money. Ministers, come and take it. Satan, take your hand off my money. Ministering spirit, go and cause the money to come. You know why I'm laughing? You just move another notch. Had you been saying that? Huh? If you tell me you've been saying that 5 years, I will call you a flat-foot liar if you're not there yet. I'm giving you something to get you out. I don't want you to pretend. I told you about that pretending. You know, I knew all that. No, shut up. Listen, you now got a new handle on your prosperity. Listen, you got a new handle to cut down lack. You commission those spirits to go. Cause the money to go. Satan, take your hand off my money. In the name of Jesus. I think it was three things. I remember, Satan, take your hand off my money. Ministry spirit, go and cause the money to come. That was another thing. I'll look at it. But it's all wrapped in money coming. Understand this. Let's turn to Psalm 92. I think it's Psalm 92. I just jump off in here. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody help me up in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Verse 11. Man, I feel a Holy Ghost. I feel somebody getting it, man. And you know, and I'm not talking about bad people. I'm talking about good people. But just don't know the next gear to shift in. But you got down here to this prosperity revival, and you're putting a whole new transmission in your finances. You're going to start shifting gears. Come on, let's shift a little bit. You got to shift in gears. There were some gears you couldn't go into, but now you're going to shift that gear. Good God Almighty. Do you see that? We're shifting in down road. Shifting in prosperity, shifting in abundance, shifting in increase, shifting in more than enough. Our spiritual transmission have gotten bigger. It was a gear we were leaving out. And the Holy Ghost then brought us that gear. I want you to have a special hope. I don't want you to have just a meeting hope. I want you to know something God is ministering to you, and that something is changing in your life. I want you to know that them angels are going to start digging out them traps and them things that have been holding you back from going where you need to go. They're a ministering spirit. They now they can minister to you better. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, all thy ways, all thy ways, all thy ways. Not some of thy ways, all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Hallelujah. You got your shouting clothes? Yes. Understand that you have a personal prosperity angel assigned to you. He is not mine, and mine is not yours. Personal. You know, you're just riding along in the car, and you understand this, and you're talking to yourself. And you say, I got a personal prosperity angel riding with me right now. Now, heaven cannot ignore that. She believes she got a prosperity angel? You mean to tell me she wise enough to accept a prosperity angel and she keeps saying, I got a prosperity angel with me? Huh? Heaven can't let that go on long without results. Angels refuse to be failures. I tell you, the Lord, the Holy Ghost, brought you down here to Darrow to wrap you in a mantle that's going to confuse your family. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. I feel the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is wrapping you in a prosperity mantle tonight. Your suffering days are over. Somebody talk to me in here. Can't you feel it in the very atmosphere? Can't you know there's no fake stuff? This is from heaven. This is God talking to us tonight. Don't you know you are at a divine advantage? From the last 15 minutes I've been talking, you have went up into a dimension of another. What? Don't you know an angel going to lay down with you tonight? Surrounded with a supernatural prosperity realm. You're always yield with expectancy to the ministry of angels by faith. Express your gratitude to God for his angels watching over you and working on your behalf. Lord, thank the angels going to work. Lord, I have this financial battle. I can't handle it. You If you can believe in a stock, you can believe in an angel. If you can believe a stock brought a baby, you can believe in an angel. Because you know ain't no stock brought no baby. You got your shouting clothes on? Your prosperity demonstration are being set up for unlimited increase. I speak that over you right now. I speak unlimited increase in your life from this day forward. Somebody better dance in here. Dance in your increase. 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 There are. I'll let her get back on step for us. It is. There are, I just sensed it, increased angels in the house. I just sensed it. Let's dance a little bit. They're dancing your increase. Act like you got it already. There are increased angels in the house. I discern them. They're here. They say, somebody preaching about me. Yeah, I am. There are increased angels in the house working on your increase right now. He said, I increase you more and more, you and your children. The spirit of increase is on this house right now. I feel increase. I feel an increase anointing. Whatever been blocking your increase, the dominion angels on them, the power angel on them, the angel of increase is dancing in this house right now. If you hear what I say, if you hear what I'm saying, you'll never be held back again from your wealthy place. You, Psalm 66 said, there's a wealthy place. You headed to that wealthy place because you got nine full angels working for you. Shh. Somebody holler glory. Somebody said, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shh. I'm trying to close. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I got it. I got it. Somebody scream up in here. hey, 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 hey. Scream like you're walking in your dream. Don't strain yourself. You've been singing all the week. No mind. I don't know what. Hold up to it. Sing for tomorrow night. Rest your voice. So, y'all just play some music, boys. We're going to holler. Wow. Yeah! Oh, you're not going to scream. You just going to stand and look at it. You're not going to scream. You're going to let us holler by ourselves. Body of Christ, I'm so happy for you. I tell you, we're just scratching the surface. But I tell you, with you having the insight now, I think some places you couldn't go. You can walk down. See, we're not in avish business here this week. I can't say mantle because it calls for more for a mantle. But the impartation of prosperity is being released in a dynamic way. You're going to see bridges you couldn't cross. You ain't got the last part of the statement. You're going to see bridges you couldn't cross that you're going on. See, that's the kind of thinking in that realm. You get over there. You know, you must say, when I say bridges to cross, you think I can get across it. No, on it. You do recognize. You do recognize you're in another position. Huh? And you do know that angels do not lose battles. You will live with a divine wind on your back. Pushing you into the place you always should have been. You have served God. You have loved God. You have done God's work and you served God. Church, you work with God's ministers. It's your time. Tell somebody it's my time. We'll take up in the morning. That's enough. We'll check up in the morning.